Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's June 19, 2023. We're doing individual and group healing as we do now twice a month. And I don't think we've ever had this many people here for it. I see 16 people so far. And welcome one and all. I want to thank everyone I'm seeing right now. And that would include Brian, who's still joining, and Anjali, Angela, Carmen, Donna, James, Jesse, Karen, Lakin, Laura, Linda, Nikki, Pete, Vivian, Marcy, and Rachel. I think there might be even a couple of new folks here or relatively new people. So welcome one and all. So for your benefit of anyone who's new, let me kind of explain how we do this. After the usual stuff, we'll get into the healing part, but the usual stuff means after this intro, I'm going to call the directions of the mesa I'm sitting in front of, and I'm going to call in a whole bunch of beautiful divine allies of love and light. And we're going to create a safe, sacred container so we have a good, safe place to do our healing work. And then I'm going to lead everyone into embodied awakening. And once we're all there the best we can be, then we'll have people start volunteering one by one. Please don't volunteer or unmute before then, because I won't take anyone before until I say, go ahead. It'll be first come, first served after that. However, we are going to give first dibs on anyone who has not yet been in the hot seat on a previous individual and group healing call. I know there's a couple of new folks here, so y'all will get first crack at it. And the good news, of course, is that whether or not you're in the hot seat, of course, with this many people, and there's 18 now, not everyone's going to get a crack at the hot seat. At most, we get, you know, five, maybe six people in the hot seat on a 90-minute call. However, the allies are very generous, and everybody, whether you're live or on the recording, is going to get a lot of energy, and you're going to get a ton of healing and awakening yourself. So even if you're not in the hot seat, don't worry. You will be well blessed with healing and lots of other good stuff. So always with an energetic event, I make a couple of requests. One is please be fully present with us, live or on the recording. That means this is the only thing you're doing. Please act like you're right here in the room with me. And please don't do anything else while you're doing this. If something comes up while you're on the call, that's fine. Just ask the allies to ease you out and get off the call. And that way you can leave without disrupting. But if you are present here, you are co-creating the space, even if you're on the recording. So it's really important that you be fully present with us for your benefit and for the benefit of everyone else. So that's a request I always make for an energetic event. As I go ahead and call the directions and call the allies, I just ask that you stay really passive, close your eyes, and just feel what's happening. You might be able to feel what's happening energetically as I do all that. If you don't feel that, just feel your breath come and go. Either way, your passivity is going to serve us best. The humans just kind of make way for the allies to do stuff on these calls for the most part. All right, so that should cover that. So we're going to go ahead and get the energy set up. I invite you now to close your eyes. And for starters, just become aware of how your physical body feels. Don't get wordy with it. Just feel what it feels like on a feeling level. And now if you have awareness of your energy body, just feel that too. All right, so now that you have sort of the starting line, if I ask you later to compare how you're feeling later in the call with now, you'll have a reference point. Now I invite you into complete passivity as I call the directions and call the allies. Again, feel energy moving if you can feel that. If you can't feel that, just feel your breath come and go. Here we go. Achamama Mamakiya Wirakocha Inpi. I am that I am. To prepare myself, I call in my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, and higher vibrational awareness. Higher self, please completely occupy and operate Benjamin to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Okay. For everybody, we call Spirit Song's higher self. We call Amma the hugging saint. We call ayahuasca, yahe, daime, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, quo, the confederation of planets in service to the great creator. We call Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us and this work. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirit of the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu. Mount Everest, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Kilauea, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, the membrane's in place. If anyone live or on the recording would like to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, you are welcome to call them now. We'll leave a moment for their arrival. Thank you. So take a moment and see how you feel now. compared to when you checked in a moment ago. By the way, all my yawns are not fatigue. I'm just releasing a lot of energy. All right, next we're going to all move into embodied awakening together the best we can. This is where we simply invite our higher self to merge with our human self. This will happen to the greatest extent that serves highest good, only as much as you're ready for. Perfectly safe, and if you don't like it, you can instantly reverse it. So there's no risk to try it. However, the benefits of embodied awakening are numerous. There's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure so much out, you'll know what to do better through intuition, and there is this full body euphoria too. That sounds good. Let's go ahead and do it. So take a moment one more time. Feel currently how your body and energy body feel, so you'll be able to compare. And now, if you wish, speak to your higher self with 8 words. Say it out loud if you can, silently if you must. Here we go. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Now let the words go and just relax. Become completely passive. Many of you are already feeling energy coming into your body through your crown. Just relax and let it come in. If you are not aware of energy coming in, just feel your breath come and go. Either way, you're completely passive, just letting it run itself. No helping. Just let it come to you. If you get distracted, just return to awareness of feeling energy or breath. If the distraction is still there, no problem. Let it be there in the background. Don't fight or resist. Just put your attention back on feeling. And finally, use the least effort needed to hold this awareness. That could even be no effort at all. It might just hold itself. Wow, based on what I'm feeling, a lot of you guys are there already. You've hit embodied awakening when you can say yes to the following. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Once again, that's no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Even if you just move toward that, it's a good thing. So we'll take partial if that's all that shows up. And as it works, remain completely passive. Let it come to you. Okay, that's feeling really nice. Most of us are there, it feels like. And one more reminder, even if you're on the recording, you are just as actively participating as if you were on the live call. The only thing is, if you're on the recording, you can't be in the hot seat. Otherwise, you're fully here. All righty, we should be good to go. Make sure that... Okay, so first up, let's have someone who has not yet been in the hot seat on one of these calls. So if there's any such person here and you want to receive healing, then please unmute yourself. You do have to be speaking with me on the call. So you need to be able to speak and hear me and be heard. So anyone? All right. So Jesse, hi.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. Great to be here. Thanks for holding these.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for joining us. All right. So what I ask of anyone in the hot seat is you just give me a very clear, direct, and simple statement of what you want to be different when we're done. So what would you like to be different from the healing you're about to get?
I would say sleep. I want to be able to stay asleep and wake up feeling rested. My sleep is very broken. Just dealing with some, my nervous system got a little rattled, or I don't know if you want me to keep explaining, but yeah.
Well, we get it. Okay. So uninterrupted healthy sleep.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hopefully you won't nod out on the call itself. We'll try to, whatever's in the way of that, we'll see how much of that we can get cleared. All right.
Thanks, Benjamin.
So your job is going to be to just relax and receive, kind of what I just said about receiving the invocation, except you're receiving energy. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have you say a custom invocation for that, and then I'll instruct everyone else how to help you. Okay. All right.
Sounds good.
So close your eyes and just feel how you are right now. Good. So say the following to your higher self. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Beloved allies.
Beloved allies.
Please clear everything from me.
Please clear everything for me.
That's interfering.
That's interfering.
With uninterrupted healthy sleep.
With uninterrupted healthy sleep.
So that I may receive full rest and rejuvenation.
So that I may receive full rest and rejuvenation.
From my nightly sleep.
From my nightly sleep.
Let this be so.
Let this be so.
The greatest extent.
To the greatest extent
that serves highest good.
Highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
All right. So you, now you relax and be totally passive. Everyone else, we're going to do a hollow reed invocation. So nobody is going to be actively visualizing or pointing your hands toward Jesse or doing anything like that. You're going to be relaxed and letting your higher self operate through you. Your human self is just going to be a hollow reed, a passive pipeline. So everyone else, I invite you to say the following with me. Spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me for Jesse's highest good. May all impediments to his healthy, uninterrupted sleep be cleared. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. Okay, everyone who's not Jesse, now just relax and be completely passive. Because of the invocation you just did, your higher self is already sending energy in the top of your head. And is flowing it out the front of your body toward Jesse, using one or more chakras as appropriate. There is nothing you need to do actively. Please, again, do not visualize, do not send, do not point your hands. Please just let your body and intention be totally relaxed. And the more passive your human self is, the more easily your higher self can flow energy through you to Jesse. And your higher self can do this about a million times more effectively than your human self can. So everyone just relax and let the energy flow through you. Be the passive pipeline. Ah, Jesse, you're feeling that energy?
Yes.
And you just relax, let it come in. Again, it will not overwhelm you, I promise. The divine intelligence is regulating this whole process and will make sure you only get as much as you can do. If you think you're getting too much, let me know. It's never happened. But if you feel like it's happening, let us know. And now everyone is now passive and patient. Jesse, you're just passive and patiently receiving. Everyone else, you're passively and patiently being the conduit for the work. And I'm monitoring and narrating. Okay, Jesse, it's important you be completely passive, just totally relaxed, okay? There you go. Yeah, that's working better. Yeah. You look like a ball of energy there. Now, anyone in the hot seat might have any of the following happen. Their body might vibrate or shake. They might cry, they might make sound, they might be called to get up and start moving their body in certain ways to move energy. If any of that wants to happen spontaneously, that is fine, just let it happen. Your healing might be still and silent. but do not hesitate to let the body do what it needs to do to facilitate the release spontaneously. Now, there are some who are the Paulo Reeds. They might have some of that happen as well, because often the higher self will delegate the healing around to others who are capable and willing to assist. So anyone who's not Jesse may have some of that happen as well. Just flow with it. Like, I'm shaking a little bit. If we all just relax and let the divine intelligence do this, then Jesse and everyone else in the hot seat can get a whole bunch of great healing. Or Jesse, you just feel that altered state you went into? Just relax into that. It looks to me like you got a nice head buzz on right now. Is that true?
Indeed, my hands are tingling.
Good. Just relax and let the energy move. If the tingling hands are letting you know that there's heavy energy flushing out your hands, the hands and feet are the common exit points when heavy energy leaves.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. Just relax and let it move. Most of what happens in this kind of healing work is beyond human comprehension. So I've given up trying to understand it or get into the nuance and how-tos and why. I just relax and let it go. If I get any insights for anyone, I will share them. But a lot of healing happens beyond the mind, and there's no explanations. It just kind of happens. I'm feeling some stuff going on the right side of your neck. Are you feeling that too, Jesse?
Not yet, but I have had tension in that side, so that's okay. Good to know.
Well, that feels like that's being healed up a little bit. Sometimes I feel stuff more than the person receiving the energy does.
Right.
Or I'm sensitive. So I sometimes feel a little bit ahead or instead of the person.
Right.
But right now, Jesse, does your body feel more like solid matter or more like energy?
More like energy.
Yeah, that's very common on these healing rounds. So just relax a little bit. It usually happens that the person receiving has to go into an altered state to receive the full healing. So should be surprised if that happens. And I'm getting this altered state is now available to anyone on the call, live or on the recording. So everyone else who's feeling that, just relax into that and enjoy that as well. In fact, this is a healing going to everybody. And these allies are so intelligent and so perceptive, they already know what healing everyone on this call needs. So there's no need for anyone else to specify what healing they want as they receive it as givers. That'll be autopiloted. So. Different people may have different healing experiences, even as they're holding space for the person in the hot seat. It feels like the energy is dissipating now. Are you feeling kind of the intensity dying down there, Jesse?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Okay, so they're winding up, it looks like. So... Yeah, the hot seat rounds usually run like 5 to 15 minutes on average.
Good to know.
So I don't feel energy moving anymore. Are you aware of energetic process still happening, Jesse?
It definitely feels a little milder than before.
Okay. Does it feel like they're still in process, or have they kind of come to stasis or equilibrium with you?
Yeah, probably the latter.
Okay, so they're okay. So just, do you feel different now than before we did your healing round?
I do, a lot lighter, and definitely a nice glow going on inside. So
excellent. Okay. So they've done what they can to assist you with your sleep. I hope it's better. I'd also recommend doing a custom invocation for sleep as you go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to construct one of those?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, so make it in the language that feels good to you, but just request that from your higher self as you go to sleep, and that'll definitely make it more likely that you'll get that. Okay. Any loose, Jesse, before we move on to the next person?
Thank you so much. Thank each and every one of you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate you volunteering and leading this off. Okay, so next, if there's anyone else on the call who would like a hot seat but has not ever had been in the hot seat before, you're next. So if you are such a person, please unmute yourself. So it's Karen. Hi.
Hi.
So Karen, again, using the simplest possible language, tell us, what would you like to be different, if possible, after you receive this healing round?
Okay, after my trip to the cardiologist today for my yearly check on my artificial aortic valve that I got in 2002,
yeah,
the news wasn't good. The numbers went way up on it. And so now I'm going back in 6 months to do another echo.
Okay, Karen. So again, what I need to know is, what do you want to be different as a result of this healing?
I want some healing through the aortic valve.
Ah, there we go.
And perhaps for the fear that it gives me, because I'm not ready to move on, even though I would love that book about both of them. Okay, it's great. Very interesting, that book.
Thank you. Okay, so you want healing of the aortic valve, and you want release from the fear of dying. Is that correct?
Yes. And this valve, I don't know if it makes any difference, but that is something I was born with. It was a double aortic valve.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. All right. We'll see what the allies can do for you. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So you just, I'm going to lead you in your invocation, and then I'll lead everyone else. Okay.
Okay.
So for starters, Karen, just become aware of how you currently feel in your physical and energetic bodies. Just kind of get your baseline. You kind of feel how you feel?
Yes.
Good. All right. So please repeat after me, spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
Divine allies.
I ask for the maximum healing.
I ask for the maximum healing.
That serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
Of my aortic valve.
Of my aortic valve.
And freedom from fear of dying.
And freedom from fear of dying.
All this to the greatest extent.
All this to the greatest extent.
That serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
Starting now, thank you.
Starting now, thank you.
This or something better.
This or something better.
Well done. Now relax and just receive. Everyone else, I invite you to repeat after me. Spirit that I am, divine allies, please flow the energy through me for Karen's highest good. May her aortic valve be healed. May she be freed from the fear of dying. All this to the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. Thank you. Now, everybody who is not Karen, relax just like before. Just chill, be completely passive. Your human self is now the pipeline, the hollow reed through which the energy is flowing to Karen. Karen, you just stay totally passive and just let the energy come to you. And we'll just let the allies take care of everything from here. Whoa. Do you feel the intensity of that energy coming into you, Karen?
I feel the energy.
Good. You just relax and let it do its thing. Again, you'll only get as much as you can do. You're not going to get overwhelmed. Just relax and let it work its healing magic for you. I can never guarantee any particular outcome, but I know the allies will do everything they can for your highest good. Ooh, if you feel some emotional stuff coming up, just feel that too. I'm feeling some heart chakra cleansing. So basically, whatever comes up, Karen, just feel it without resistance. Just be fully present with whatever comes up, whether it's challenging or blissful. Just be with it all. Try to have no preference about the experience of any given moment while you're in the hot seat there. Did you just gain increased awareness of your light body there, Karen?
A little bit.
Good.
I've definitely felt the energy. It's like.
Good. So just relax and let the experience be what it is. Again, your absolute passivity will give you the best outcome. And once again, the bounce back healing is happening. Now everybody is also receiving their highest good healing at the same time. And because everyone is being so passive and just letting the divine work it at its level, it is no problem for everyone to remain a completely effective hollow reed for Karen and to simultaneously receive their own highest good healing. This does not even cause the divine allies to break a sweat. So everyone just relax and let yourself both be the conduit and the receiver of healing all at the same time. Except for you, Karen, you're just receiving. Yeah, from where I'm sitting, we all just look like a big old ball of wonderful energy working its healing magic. Yeah, Karen, to me right now, you look like a big old ball of light. Are you experiencing yourself as a big energy being right now?
Yeah.
Good. Just relax into that. And I do feel them specifically working on that aortic valve right now. Yeah, there's some, somehow there's some emotional trauma tied into that. So if you feel any challenging emotions come up during this process, just feel that completely. That's all it takes to heal it, just a complete experiencing of it one more time, and then you're done with it. If you are aware of any of that. Okay. They're showing me the original trauma was in a prior lifetime. That's why it came in as a genetic challenge. So if you feel any challenging emotions, Karen, just feel it. Don't worry about any of the details. Just have the energetic experience of the sensation. It will be manageable. And they're saying forgiveness is really important in this process. So if you're consciously aware of anyone who has done you harm, if it's within your ability to just grant them forgiveness completely and fully for whatever they did, that will help a lot in this process. Remember, we forgive for our own selfish benefit, because then we don't have to carry that toxic energy anymore, which poisons us from within if we don't forgive. So if that's possible, if you're aware of any such insult that's been done to you, however grievous it may have been, just do your best to forgive it. If you can't do it from your ego, ask your allies to help you with that. Yeah, they're really working that heart strong. As before, there may be others hearing my voice who are having a similar sensation of healing in themselves. You might be acting as a surrogate for Karen. If so, just let the energy run. The allies will have others help her to the extent, as I said earlier, that they're willing and able to do that. And in my experience, it's a great honor to be called on to serve others in that way. Yeah, Karen, I'm feeling a lot of heavy energy going out your hands and feet. That's beautiful. Always a sign that a healing is going well. Again, everyone is encouraged to be passive and patient while the energy does its thing. And it feels like your energy is being pulled back into your physical body there, Karen. It looks like they're wrapping up your round. So they're bringing as much of this higher vibration energy into your physical body as serves highest good. So, Karen, do you feel like you're fully present in your physical body again?
Yes.
Does your body feel any different?
It would be more like a body did when it started.
Sorry, I couldn't understand you. Could you say that again?
I feel more back in the body than I did when I started it.
Oh, good, good. So, just to keep it simple, do you feel better or worse than before we did the healing round?
I feel better. Thank you.
Good, good. Okay. So I think they did you some good there. And I sincerely hope that proves to be a long-term benefit for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you feel complete with your healing round, Karen?
I'm sorry. Do I feel
complete with your healing round?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much for volunteering. We really appreciate you being here.
And thank you, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Our gratitude. Okay. Looks like Pete is eager to get into the hot seat. So, Pete, you're up next.
All right. Thank you.
And you're also a first timer here in the hot seat, right?
Yes.
All right. Welcome. So, again, as you know, I'm asking people to just be very simple and concise with what do you want to be different by the time we're done, if possible.
Yeah. And my request is very similar to Jesse's, mm-hmm. to have a deep, uninterrupted sleep and to wake up restored and refreshed.
All right. We can do that. Okay. All right. Thank you for being so clear and concise with your request. Okay. So close your eyes, please, Pete, and just start by being aware of how your body and energy body feels now. Well, you got a pretty big R already, don't you? you have strong awareness of your energy body already, don't you?
Well, no.
Oh, God, it looks so big to me. Okay.
That's my mind gets in the way.
Okay. All right. So just to the best of your ability, feel how you feel. There you go. And so I'll have you do the healing invocation first. So please say the following: Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
Divine allies.
Please clear all obstacles.
Please clear all obstacles.
To my healthy, uninterrupted sleep.
To my healthy, uninterrupted sleep.
To the greatest extent.
To the greatest extent.
That serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, now you just relax. Everyone else, I encourage you to repeat after me now. Spirit that I am. Please flow the energy through me. For Pete's highest good. May all obstacles to his rejuvenating, healthy sleep be cleared. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. All right, everyone now go completely passive. Pete, you just stay really relaxed and just let the energy come to you on its own. Everyone else, stay completely passive and let the energy pass through you to Pete and let it help him out. Again, passive and patient are the keywords. As before, some of us who are flowing may experience stuff happening on Pete's behalf. Again, those could include the body shakes or vibrates or trembles, crying, making sounds, the body moving in certain ways. Just whatever needs to happen, let it happen. Even sneezing. That's a lot of energy. I'm vibrating pretty strong. So, Pete, I'm feeling a little bit of resistance on your end. Can you feel in your energy where there's a little part of you kind of fighting against what's happening?
Well, I have spots in my body that get stuck, so.
Okay, are you experiencing any of those right now?
Yes.
Okay, so I want you to, for a moment, hold your attention in the stuck areas. And just be completely present with the stuckness. Don't do anything about it, just feel it. And just do that for a moment, please. And now relax completely to zero effort, all the way. Just chill out completely right now. A lot of that stuckness went down with you. Good. Now, good. You're receiving a lot better now. That's my go-to if I feel stuckness in me. I just merge with it, really feel it fully. And then I just relax to zero. And magically, the stuckness usually goes down to zero with me. So you just keep relaxing and let the energy come in. And anyone doing any of this stuff, your best effort's always good enough. So just do the best you can and know that for all purposes, that's perfect for now. Just making your best attempt gets the A+ and the gold star. You feeling that energy a little stronger now, Pete?
well, what comes up is sadness for me.
Feel it. Whatever comes up, just feel it 100% with no filter, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I promise you it will not be too much. It might be intense. It won't be excessive, okay? So
I'm used to it.
Okay, good, yeah. Just be completely present with whatever happens during a healing round because it's all coming up for trying to give you what you asked for. Whatever's in the way is what comes up and needs to be felt. You don't have to understand it. You just have to feel it. I'd like you, Pete, to use the least effort needed to feel whatever's happening. So reduce the effort you're putting to feel it until you start losing awareness and then add a little bit back to get full awareness again. But I'm sensing you're using more effort than is needed to feel what's happening, and that is slowing the process down. So find that least effort that gives you full awareness, okay? Am I making sense?
Yes. Yeah.
So let me know when you're at minimal effort that's giving you full awareness.
There, I guess there now.
Good. So to hang out in that sweet spot. Yeah, I'm feeling a lot more energy releasing from you now. Well done. Yeah, I'm feeling a much stronger release flow. Good job. Yeah, that's a good hoochinam. Good job. Just let it keep flushing out. The allies are spreading it around to others on the call who can assist you. So some of the burden of release is being shared. So anyone who's feeling that, just relax and let it happen on its own. No need to help. No need to know what's under that. No need to know or understand anything. Just relax and let the allies make use of you for his benefit. Anyone who does this kind of service work will be rewarded very well for it. So everybody wins. I'm feeling a lot of heat in the hands and feet. That's a good, strong release. Great job, Pete. You're showing us how it's done. Stay relaxed and let that stuff keep flushing. And once again, the allies are now offering this healing opportunity to everyone. So it is now open to everyone to have whatever they need flushed out to flush out of their own well. And it's all going to be just as helpful for Pete while this happens. It'll be a both end. Yeah, Pete, along with using just barely enough effort to feel what's happening, be sure you're completely passive. Let the healing run itself. Much better. Well done. That's a wonderful flush. That's looking beautiful. You're doing great. So, Pete, it feels like they're bringing you back to earth as well. You feel you're kind of settling more fully into your physical body. Let that
happen. I feel warmer now.
Good. And am I correct? You're a lot more aware of your energy body now?
Yes.
Good. So just let that be there with your physical awareness. The idea of embodied awakening is to have simultaneous awareness of the physical part of you and the energy part of you all at the same time. It gets more and more seamless the more you do it. Nice. Does that feel complete for that healing round, Pete?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know exactly what complete feels like.
Well, it means that instead of the energy being real active, it feels like it's come to a sense of rest or equilibrium.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, yes. Good. Yeah, that's what I'm sensing. Well done. Good job.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, so hopefully that'll help you have better sleep. I'd love feedback from you and everyone else, how this all works for you in the next coming days, whether you're getting what y'all asked for. I love feedback like that. Okay, thank you, Pete. Really appreciate you stepping into the circle.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome. Okay, I'm going to mute you. And is there anyone else on the call who has never been in the hot seat? If so, you can unmute. Last call for any newbies in the hot seat. All right. In that case, anyone is welcome to jump in. I guess Nicole is jumping in. Hey, Nicole.
Hey. Let me turn on my video.
All right. So what would you like to be different after your healing, Nicole?
I want to feel safe. Possibly for the first time in my life. I have been afraid my entire life.
Okay.
Varying shades of anxiety, fear, panic, and terror. And lots and lots and lots of catastrophizing. I would like that all gone. I just want to feel safe in my life, like for the rest of my life.
Okay.
No more fear.
We'll see what we can do.
Okay.
All right. Well said. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. So let's have you do the invocation. You ready?
Sure.
Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
Divine allies.
Please help me feel safe.
Please help me feel safe.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
Clearing all energies.
Clearing all energies.
That are contrary to that.
That are contrary to that.
Let this be so.
Let this be so.
To the greatest extent.
To the greatest extent.
That serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This or something better.
This or something better.
Relax, receive. Everybody else, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am. Divine allies. Please flow the energy through me. For Nicole's highest good, let her feel safe. Let all energies contrary to her feeling safe be cleared. This is something better. Thank you. Wow, the energy. Nicole, you feel how strong that energy is already?
Yeah. It came in like a sheet.
I felt that. Yeah. Just relax and let it come. All right. Just relax and receive. Everyone feels like they're doing great. Just, you know how to be passive now. Just let it come. And already the bounce back healing is happening. So everyone's simultaneously receiving their own highest good. Y'all just stay passive. It'll work all at the same time. Yeah, I can see, Nicole, that the allies are working specifically with all of your wounded parts that are feeling.
Oh, yeah.
So a whole bunch of IFS work sort of happening in the background here. Mm-hmm. That's
probably
beautiful.
Probably hundreds of them.
Yeah, whatever. We'll just let it all. Yeah, I encourage you, Nicole, just to be in the energetic awareness of what's happening. Any thoughts or imagery, just let them kind of whirl around in the background, but you'll receive the most benefit by just keeping attention on what you are feeling. Be it challenging or blissful or whatever, just feel whatever's there. You're also safe here to feel it 100% with no filter. The others are only going to bring up as much as you can safely feel at any given moment. This is a self-titrating process. There you go. Good. Can you feel that constriction in your heart chakra right there, Nicole?
I'm feeling it more in my diaphragm, but it's kind of well connected.
So. Okay, just wherever you feel the constriction, put your attention there.
Yeah. Yeah, there's kind of a ring around my heart too.
Yeah, just wherever it is, just be aware of it. Just feel it passively. When you're doing a healing work, you want to hold your attention where the discomfort is.
Yeah.
And just feel it and just keep it that simple. Just feel. Yeah, that is well barricaded, and we need to give them a little time to get in there. So just be present with the sensation. Trying to shake it loose.
Yep. Always that.
All right. Just they'll do what they can. They're not going to overwhelm you.
Mm-hmm.
Just feel it. And others on the call are doing some of the healing work for you in their own bodies. So any of y'all feel that? Just mm-hmm. be present with what you're doing to help her spontaneously.
That's
sorry, just let it be what it is. And Nicole, be sure you're being completely passive.
Fine.
Good. Yeah.
There might be little pockets of resistance in places.
It's all right. Just here. Do the best you can.
Yeah. That's shaking.
I'm really feeling the work focused in the heart chakra. So if you're feeling a strong energy there, just hold attention there. Use the least effort that gives you full awareness of that feeling. Now it's finally starting to give way a little bit. Good.
A lot going on in a lot of places.
Yeah, they're going multi. But again, if you can feel all that at once, that's fine. Some people can hold awareness in all the places at once. And if you can do that easily, then that's great. If that's more than you can hold awareness of, just choose whatever is strongest and hold attention there. I'm finally feeling some heart chakra release. It's flushing out the arms mainly, is what I'm aware of. Good. They're draining it. Just let them do the healing work. The allies want me to tell you that contrary to what parts of you believe, all of this can be healed.
You're right. They're right.
Yeah. So that emotional pain, just feel that right there. Just be simply present with it. There's nothing you have to do about it. You don't have to understand it. Just feel it. If there are thoughts and images, let them swirl in the background. Keep returning your attention to the sensation, please. And if I haven't said this already, this healing is now available for everyone hearing my voice. So you can relax, be passive, and receive whatever healing most serves you, even as you hold hollow reed space for Nicole. Nice. Is that heart chakra feeling a little bit softer, Nicole?
I think so.
Yeah, good job. Just let it keep running.
So much fear. So much fear.
Just feel it. Just feel it. Oh, good. That's a good little pocket they're mining there. Just let that flush. Can you feel, Nicole, how part of you is in the awakened state right now? And that part of it is in just absolute peace and flow? Do you feel that?
Yeah, I can definitely feel it.
So, yeah, you're that watching the heart flushing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Be the divine witness of Nicole's process, okay? And that part of you can be fully present right there with all that pain. Yeah. And be in perfect equanimity as the pain releases. Is that making sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I feel you doing it. You're doing great. Just let that happen. And my kudos to everyone on this call. You all are holding space for Nicole so beautifully. Well done, everybody.
Thank you.
It's going so beautifully. We got a great team here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The Ollie's going to run this a little bit longer and reminding everyone, everybody is receiving whatever healing serves them at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
I just want to start shaking everything.
Let it shake, please. If it wants to shake, just let it shake, all right? Sometimes I'm in ayahuasca ceremonies, I do that shit for hours.
Believe you.
Yeah, I did a ceremony this weekend. I on the second ceremony, I probably shook for an hour straight. Just big, big, big shaking. So, yeah, that's good energy release. Let your body do whatever it needs to do. Yeah, I feel like they're kind of bringing you back into your body a little bit. You feeling that increased sense of being physically present again?
Yeah, it's kind of coming down from the top.
Yeah, good. So just let them do that.
Yeah.
There, you feel present in your body again?
Down to my hips.
Let it come up. Right?
Coming into my legs is difficult. Want me to shake it out?
Just let it do its thing. Okay, so do you feel different than when we started your healing round?
Definitely.
Good.
Trauma.
Okay. So how's your fear level compared to when we started, or your safeness level?
It's better.
Good, good. I mean, this is not something we're going to heal in one round, but I think we made some progress. And remember, you can keep doing invocations on your own, working with the Awakening Plus stuff, and, you know, keep that process running, okay?
Yeah.
And They say you're going to be a great inspiration to others when, you know, when you master this stuff to a significant degree. So well done. Okay. Do you feel complete with your round, Nicole?
The energy is still moving, but you can.
Okay. But, and if you need time just to focus on your own process,
okay,
then feel free to do that instead of focusing on others for as long as your process is running. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, good job. All right. Thank you. All right. Whoever's next, unmute yourself. Okay. Vivian, hi.
Hi. Hello there.
Hey.
I would like to ask for healing in my relationship with Zach. It's really profound. What I want is that the profound love between us dissolves fear.
Mm.
Any fear that either of us have from whatever karmic history, whatever circumstances now, that's it.
So I'm getting from this optimal relationship with Zach free of fear. Does that nail it? Vivian?
Yes, I'm just getting that love dissolves fear.
Love dissolves fear.
Love dissolves fear in this relationship. Well, all relationships, especially this one right now.
Okay. All right. We'll shoot for the one with Zach and maybe it'll spread.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
All right. Well done. Okay. So, Vivian, I'll have you do the invocation first. So please repeat after me. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
Divine allies.
Please let love dissolve fear.
Please let love dissolve fear.
In my relationship with Zach.
In my relationship with Zach.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
This is something better.
This is something better.
And you relax and let it come. Everyone else, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am. Divine allies. Please flow the energy through me to Vivian so that love dissolves fear in her relationship with Zach. To the greatest extent that serves highest good, this or something better. All right, everyone relax and just let it flow. You know what to do by now. The allies are letting me know, Vivian, that they are doing what they can within the bounds circumscribed by Zach's free will choices.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
They cannot create an outcome that doesn't align with his own free will.
Of course.
But they'll do what they can within those parameters. Looks like they're focusing on your heart chakra there. Let them do whatever they need to do in there for healing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a deep old trauma wound, isn't it? Let's feel whatever they're doing in there. Good. I'm feeling a lot of heavy energy coming out your hands and feet. That's great.
You're feeling that, but I'm not experiencing that. I'm open.
Good. Well, whether you feel it or not, I'm feeling a lot of heavy energy offloading, which is a good thing here.
The energy shifted to my diaphragm, actually. It feels like my heart's.
Good. The allies might be delegating different parts of the work to different people here.
So moving through the belly through.
I'm feeling some sorrow come up. So anyone who's feeling that sorrow, just be present with it. Let it do its thing on its own.
I'm getting like the whole of my body from the heart to the belly being opened as if I were being embalmed, and that there's like something being cleared and cleaned, and that's like a very fresh spring green energy. And I do remember an ancient Egyptian life of being disemboweled alive, and in this life he's witnessed that memory, but I don't know what it's got to do with him, but certainly for me that's very significant to have this another stage of this opened and healed.
All right, just let it run its course, please. Again, in this work you do not have to understand it, you just have to experience it. If understanding comes spontaneously, great. If not, this is not the moment to contemplate it. Just let it run. You can think about it later. This might be a bit of a shamanic dismemberment. Sometimes you have a vision where your body is, organs are taken out or limbs are cut off. And eventually they're brought back, either repaired or new replacement parts. This all happens in the inner world, of course.
Yeah. I feel like there's a great washing going on.
Yeah, so let's let that run its course for sure.
That feels right. There's something under the left rib, too, that needs still resisting.
Okay. Old awareness where the work needs to be done.
Oh, no.
I'm feeling like they're starting to wrap up your little process here.
Okay, I haven't got a
clue. I'm feeling you a little more present in your body. But you're so luminous, it may not feel like the physical body normally does.
If it's wrapping up, I just trust that there's a healing process going on, but what to me still feels extremely open. But
okay, well, I'll keep tracking and reporting. So they're not done yet.
I'll trust.
So just stay with your process. Don't worry, we're not going to leave you hanging. Well, that's interesting. So they're going to keep your process running, Vivian. And our final round is going to be for everybody. So that's the last individual in the hot seat, but Vivian's process will continue.
Okay, thank you.
Space as the rest of us do a kind of coordinated group process.
Yeah, that makes sense. Appreciate that. Thank you very much, Benjamin and allies and everybody.
I'm just reporting. I'm not deciding anything here. I'm just the empathic tour guide.
I'm all just right. Appreciating from the human side of things.
Okay, so again, Vivian's process will continue as it needs to. So Vivian, you can kind of just do your own thing if you need to and ignore what I'm saying. The rest of us, I encourage you to pay attention.
Probably mute me because there's quite strong chanting coming through. I don't want it to disrupt everybody.
That's fine. Thank you. Okay. So. Okay, the allies are saying to go ahead and mute Vivian and let her continue chanting in her own space. All right, so she's muted. Everyone else, we're going to simultaneously flow and receive to everybody on the call. This includes everyone who's live or on the recording. So everyone, please repeat after me, except maybe for Vivian. Spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me to serve the highest good of everyone on this call, live or on the recording. And may I simultaneously receive highest good energy from everyone on the call at the same time. Let this be so to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Starting now, thank you. This or something better. Everyone relax and just your passivity is what allows the process. So just let the energy run itself. Yeah, and the inner world is creating a gorgeous geometric pattern as everyone's energy flows to everyone else simultaneously. Let it flow. And no effort, no visualizing, no trying, please, just your passivity allows the divine to do for you what your human self could never hope to do on its own. So let the allies handle it. Even if you could do it, you couldn't do it this well. So just let them carry the process. And the allies are now extending this energy to include all beings on Earth. with no diminishment of the benefit to us. So this healing energy is now benefiting all beings on earth as well as us. And boy, there's energy cycling fast. That is really quick energy. You all saw the movie Contact years ago. It's kind of like that big device they built and how that energy looked when it was, when the spheres were, when the rings were all rotating. And now they're expanding it out into the entire universe. So this healing is now benefiting all beings in the universe. Again, with no diminishment to us, it's almost like a multi-layer process. We have our little Awakening Plus ring running. Beyond that is the Earth ring. Beyond that is the Universe ring, all running simultaneously, all interweaving. Ayahuasca energy flowing to all beings everywhere. It's like the more the energy is shared, the more we each get for ourselves. We get as good as we give. And now it's feeling a lot more peaceful. The energy is still dynamic, but the subjective experience of it, for me anyway, is now there's a more sense of calm, serenity, peacefulness. The eye of the storm, as it were. Just relax into whatever your experience is. It's different than my description. Just be with your experience. The allies are expressing their gratitude to us for showing up and being of service like this. They say, when you heal, when you help one, you help all. Because really, there's just one of us here anyway. Just relax into that vibration. So the allies are just gently, gradually starting to ease us into our bodies a little more, bringing as much of this higher vibration in as each of us can hold for highest good. You can definitely come out of this more awakened than you went in. And then if you kind of work to cultivate that in your daily practice, whatever that may be, that'll help. Your baseline can be a little more like this in your daily life. So you should now feel your physical body pretty vividly, but it may feel a lot more like energy. Again, the more awakened you are, the more you perceive your own body and everything else as vibrating energy. Which is really a more true perception of it. The whole physical solidity thing is really an illusion. Yeah, that feels pretty good. So just kind of feel whatever you're feeling. I'm going to close the mesa and then we'll open it up for feedback. But before we do, let me check in with Vivian and see how she's doing. Hang on a second. So Vivian, if you would open up your mic and give us a report on how you're doing, please.
Yes, thank you. I had the experience eventually that I was being wrapped in silk like a cocoon, not silk, not literal silk, but a silk. Right. And that there's 13 days of a temple sleep still to come. And that 13 days is important, but I should be able to continue on with the rest of my life quite well. But just to know that on another level, this is still happening. So that's, thank you very much. It was fantastic. It was really profound. Thank you.
Nice. Good job, Vivian.
Good job, everybody. Thank you.
Our pleasure. Okay. Thank you for the update. And now we'll go ahead and close the mesa.
Mama Kia, Wirakocha, Inti, Guichi.
Thank you, Divine Allies, for this lovely experience. So grateful to you all. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Any of you still working with anyone who's been part of this event, live or on the recording, please remain with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you so much, beautiful allies. Beloved allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? Thank you. Okay, that closes the sacred container, and we hit exactly 90 minutes. So if you need to move along, feel free to leave. But if you would like to hang around for Q&A or feedback, we'll do that for a few minutes. So anybody on the call who has a question or comment, feel free to unmute yourself and share or type in the chat, whatever feels best. Vivian, hi.
Hi there. I experienced quite a bit for everybody today. I've got a little bit of brief feedback if people would like it.
Yeah.
So for Jesse, I felt that there might be a call if there have been special places on the earth where you've walked before, to either recall that in your mind or to literally go there. There's something about that the earth has to give you something from those special places.
Amazing. Thank you. like grounding, like barefoot.
That could definitely be
beneficial. Yeah. Thanks.
Especially since you're somewhere where you are, that's a good thing. Right. Yeah. I'm in the middle of a stormy winter, so yeah.
Okay. Appreciate that.
Okay. Thank you. And Pete, as you were working, I felt that I needed to massage my head and shoulders and the upper, like all around here, into the skull. So there was a feeling like if there was somebody who could give you a head and shoulder massage, that might be really helpful in your sleeping. So I don't know where that came from, but there was a lot to work on for me in my process with witnessing your sleeping story.
Thank you.
Okay. And for, is it Karen, the silvery hair? Is that your name?
Yes, that's her. That's her.
Yes. Karen, I, with your heart, I had this real feeling that might have been something between you and your mother and something about her in utero experience of you. So without going into detail, I just wonder whether there's something about you and your mother that goes back a long way. And that's the feeling that I had. I don't know if that makes sense, but I can just tell you what I felt. So, yeah. That's it.
Thanks for the feedback, Vivian.
Yeah. And for Nicole, I've met you before, and this time I definitely got something about protection, but then I had this ecstatic feeling that Mother Earth is welcoming you, and again about a bit like a barefoot, that it's got to do with the feet. So it's interesting that Benjamin was like, you know, talking about the heart, and I did experience that great sheet of light coming in, but then I got something from the feet, and I got this image of tickling your feet with a feather. It was something like absolutely ecstatic that you could make some room for, just in the simplest ways, like tickling your own feet, like you know, like a baby who was well received might have a mum who would tickle their feet, and I, who knows whether you had that or not, but you can definitely tickle your feet. So that's what I had to add to your process.
Okay, thank you.
I think that was. I think those are the main things that I remember before my own process. So, did I miss somebody that I also felt something for?
I think you got everybody.
Okay. And my own process was very, very profound. So thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Vivian. It's always great to have your insights.
Thanks, Vivian. Quick question. Was there a region that came up for you, or just a idea of going somewhere to visit, walk?
The first thing that happened to me was that every time I come onto these, I'm a New Zealander, and I bring Aoraki, who is the great cloud-piercing mountain spirit of the land where I come from, and the Waimakariri, who is the big, like it means cold river. And then because I live in Australia, I bring Uluru from the center of Australia and the Swan River where I live. But I don't think that was for you, but that was where I went in your association, which makes me wonder where your sacred mountain and your sacred river places might be.
Something to think about.
Yeah. So I all I had was that I had this happening while I was tuning into you, but more for you, I got the earth has something to offer. Just find that out.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Vivian. So I'm going to catch up with the typing in the chat window. Thank you all for your patience. James says, I conked out a few times. It felt good. Laura says, could you give an example of a custom invocation for sleep? Well, the things we did would be, you know, my idea of a great custom invocation for sleep, just maximum, you know, uninterrupted healing sleep that serves highest good, please, or rejuvenating or healthy sleep, something like that. Nikki typed so much pulsing healing energy throughout, healing so many, including me. Thank you all so much. And then Michelle typed, thank you so much all. I felt loving support in my heart and a release of old thought patterns, enjoying the blissful space. Thank you, Michelle. And that's all the chat feedback. Anybody else have any questions or comments or anything they wanted to put in there?
Yeah. I just wanted to say that my body and being feels a lot quieter now.
Okay.
So, really nice feeling. I can feel fear trying to bubble up, you know, in places, but I just feel it when it comes. Yeah, I know. It's a perennial pattern. It'll take
long. Yeah. Just remember that which you are is always at peace and is always safe. Mm-hmm. And the fear can only come from a wounded part.
Yeah.
So if you can stay conscious as capital S self and then work skillfully with the fearful parts as they come up, that can be a super helpful way to approach that.
Okay.
So Jeannie, hey.
Hi, everyone. I have a little bit of feedback for Karen. During her healing, I definitely got that there was at least one lifetime, maybe two, that she was a very talented, incredible healer. I mean, she was just exceptional. And there were 400 years where people, men and women, who were persecuted and turned in at the slightest thing for doing that because it had been outlawed. So, you know, that's why I'm thinking I'm getting more than one lifetime, because, you know, it could have definitely been. And the other thing for Karen, and this could be true for all, I mean, I'm sure it's going to be true for all of us, everyone live and on the replay, where the healings will resume in a nice way while we're sleeping tonight. Ooh. You know, not too long after. So, but for Karen, that was in fact, they insisted that I come on and tell Karen that. Uh-huh. So tonight, you'll have some more. What else? I'm sorry, I'm getting a phone call. Let me ignore that. Oh, and then just for all of us, at the very end, the last round of healing that included all of us, we were also very connected and lifted up higher and higher and higher. Mm-hmm. And it was just beautiful, and which is cool because most of the healing tonight, I didn't get very many visuals because I was having so much bounce back, especially for my sixth chakra. It was just like, wow. And so I had to ask if I wanted a visual of what was happening. So that was kind of interesting to watch all of us be so connected and rise up as a group, being lifted up and up and up and up and up. And then when Benjamin felt that it was, you know, coming down, they sort of just took us, they didn't lower us, they didn't take us down, they just sort of left us there, but the process was closing to where our energy systems were, you know, more in our bodies and more settled and whatnot. Anyway, it was very cool, and that's it. So just thank you. And also, Benjamin, thank you for changing the night, because I couldn't come for a long time, over a year, because I always had an event at the same time as this event, because it was always on the first Wednesday. And so I really appreciate you switching it up. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, actually, it's still on first Wednesday, but now there's a second iteration. And I wasn't even consciously trying to put it on a Monday or not. It just happened to be there. But I'll keep that in mind for future scheduling. It makes sense to put one of them on a Wednesday and the other on a Monday for that very reason.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's great feedback. Lovely.
That was so fun to be here. I hadn't been able to go to one of these in a while. Thank you.
Good. Well, it's great to have you here, Jeannie. You're one of our old hands who is a very conscious being. So it's an honor to have you on the call.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Anybody else got questions or comments?
feel so much lighter and at peace and calm. So I just want to say thanks again. Wonderful feeling.
You're welcome, Jesse. Thanks for volunteering.
I've got a goddess question. And that is that you, Benjamin, you bring in many of the Indian gods and goddesses, but you don't mention Sarasvati, who brings culture and music and literature and these types of things. And I always kind of miss her when you go through that. I kind of silently sort of, and you, especially since you're a musician, it seems like, you know, that you will have that connection. And I guess for me, I just want a tiny little anecdote. When I was in India, I was there during a couple of times during the 9-day goddess festival. And on Sarasvati's day, they take their computers and they take their trucks to the river, wash them and decorate them with marigolds. Sure. And they do the same with their, clean their computers and everything that has to do with using the mind to for well-being. Sure. And of course our own computers are like that, which help us connect. So the, something about celebrating this way of connecting is also her works.
Well, I might absolutely think about including her. I had not realized.
Oh, I wonder.
Thanks for turning me out of that idea. Thank you, Vivian.
Thank you so much, everybody. I need to leave.
Thank you, Vivian. Always glad to have you here.
No, my honor.
Okay, anybody else have any questions or comments? Last call for any thoughts at all. Nicole says no thoughts. Except for the thought of having no thoughts. Okay. All right. Looks like we're done. Thank you all so much. This was a great event. I'm really excited that more and more people are showing up for this individual group healing event. And I sincerely hope, it sounds like even those not in the hot seat are getting great benefit as hoped. And I'm delighted to see that happening. So thank you all very much. This Wednesday on the 21st, we have our music guided journey. And I'm excited to do that again. So, and of course, lots of great events every week. So thanks for being here. Thanks for being an Awakening Plus. So grateful to each and every one of you. Thanks for co-creating this wonderful experience. Many blessings to you all, and good night.